Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the 1-2 Counts on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Zach Eulin with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with Steve Roth, head coach of the Washington Demon Boys track and field team, about the annual Jingle Bell Fun Run event on the Washington Square, Saturday, September 26th.
Jingle Bell Run, it's become an annual tradition as part of what's going on right after Thanksgiving to get ready for Christmas. When did it start? How long have you been doing it? And what's some of the background on how it came to be?
At least 15 years we've done it. My wife and I decided we wanted to do something for the community. We give most of the money away, pause and more. Being a track guy, I thought it'd be a great idea. And we're festive, as you know, my house and everything. And we love the animals that do it. That's pretty much how it started. We just decided to host one, and we need money for a fundraiser at Case Field. Going strong.
What all goes on that morning? Can you take us through the activities for the day? What starts it off and the schedule?
We register at 8 o'clock at JP's. If you register the day of, you don't get a shirt. The shirts are always festive. They're always the cool part of it. My wife says I spend too much money on the shirts, but I like the shirts. And then the race starts at 9. You can do a mile run or you can do a 3.1 run. And it's down through the park. It's called a fun run, so I have hand times. After that, JP's graciously lets us use his place. And we have lots and lots of prizes. Ivy giving me four $25 gift certificates, which is great. Brown Shoe donates a pair of shoes, which is outstanding. The people that sponsor me, I go to the restaurants and establishments and get gift certificates to give away. The Y has graciously gave us 40 day passes that you can be used till the middle of May. So there's a lot of people involved in it. We don't make a lot of money off the runners. We make it off our sponsors, and our sponsors are fantastic. They just keep saying yes, yes, yes. And every shirt has a sponsor in the back, and I make sure that known who sponsors it. I know they get hit for everything, but we give our money to Tour Homes, Pause and More. My track kids want a new uniforms this year, Tops. We're giving money to the Tops. We really enjoy it.
Now, you said the shirts are festive. I know that there's other things that are promoted, too, that are festive for people that participate. Can you tell us about what things are encouraged for runners and maybe some of their companions they may bring?
I think the gift certificates are high-beam, but giving away to the best costumes. We have some fantastic costumes. We encourage animals. We encourage the dogs, and we are animal people. So we encourage that to dress your animals up and bring them, too. Very festive. You can walk the square for a mile. We enjoy the beginning and the after parts of it. Afterwards, we have a little celebration down at JP's, and it worked out really fantastic last year. It's a fun time.
How can people sign up early? We talked about registering the day of. How can they do that between now when this airs and the event?
Early registrations, it's on Facebook. Just type in Jingle Bell Run, and it's up there, and you can fill it out and send it in the mail to us. You can drop it off at my house. 914 South Iowa. You can contact me, Steve Roth. We encourage early signups. It's just so much easier. We give away Jingle Bells. Fairway gives us food, so we give away granola bars, and one of the banks gives us water. It's encouraged to sign up early. We ask for one canned good. We like to give it to KCI. We appreciate what KCI does for us with the big red van being there and playing the music, but the food will go to them, and they can distribute it the way they want. So
something doesn't continue for 15 years unless the people that put it on also enjoy it. So what do you look forward to most when this comes around every year? What do you enjoy most about that day?
Getting the race over so nobody gets hurt. We enjoy the costumes. We take pictures of the costumes, and we enjoy just being around the people. And, you know, it is Thanksgiving. You eat a lot on Thursday and get yourself settled up on Friday and then get out there and get some exercise on Saturday. I myself need exercise. I've found the past year hasn't been the best for my health. We need to exercise more. If you're going to walk the 3.1, you're going to walk one lap. There's no reason to walk two laps, but you're still going to do a mile and a half. Coaching track, I encourage getting out and doing something. There are some fantastic costumes and brown shoes. He has a real good one. We enjoy this time of season. It's a festive time of season. We try to kick it off. And we're involved in the whole thing uptown there on Saturday. So there's a lot of stuff going on. You know, out of town, people are very welcomed.
Yeah, let's finish with one more rundown. When is it? Where can people sign up? The course and one more rundown of everything.
Saturday after Thanksgiving, the 26th of November, you can register at JP's the day of. Registration starts at 8 o'clock. We're done by 10 o'clock, and you're out of there by 11 if you have to be. Proceeds are given away to different projects in town. It's just a way to give back, and it's fun. Knocking on my table right now, 15 years. Last year might have been the worst. We had drizzle early. I mean, if it's going to snow on us, you can still walk a mile, still get your t-shirt, and we still got the prizes giveaway. We don't give prizes away for the winners and things like that. We give them for the people that just show up and participate. So don't let the weather scare you away. We thank KCAI for all they do for us.
That was Steve Roth, head coach of the Washington Demon Boys track and field team, joining us on the Halcyon House Washington page to talk about the annual Jingle Bell Fun Run Saturday, November 26th. Halcyon House, you are not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Zach Ulan with KCII News.